Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you folks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I find that these short 5 minute a day, 5 day a week words of encouragement, a lot of people can share them and be a blessing to others. So I hope you will just hit the share buttons below. Today, I want to talk about two words, show us. I'm probably like most of you. Most of us adults, we are visual learners. Now, I read a lot, and I love to read, and I have goals to read, and I constantly am trying to grow by reading, but most of what I truly learn and saturate, I go from reading to doing. And when I do it, I get it. Even if I just write it down, it's one step toward doing something. Over in Luke chapter 17, the headline on the text says, teachings about forgiveness and faith. Which, by the way, those are two F words that get really misunderstood, forgiveness and faith. Here's what the text says. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, there will always be temptations to sin, but what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting? It would be better to be thrown into the sea with a millstone hung around your neck than to cause one of these little ones to fall into sin. So watch yourself. And if another believer sins, rebuke that person. Then, if there is repentance, forgive. Even if that person wrongs you seven times a day and each time turns again and asks forgiveness, you must forgive. And then the apostles say, show us how to increase our faith. And then Jesus goes through this incredible story about plowing. But I want to go back up to the top of the text and look at this and say, what is it that the Lord is showing us in this story? He is showing us that we need to be careful what we show other people to do. And you could say, well, I'm not a role model. I don't want to be a role model. I didn't ask anybody to look to me as a role model. And you could take that position. But the fact is, every day, every minute, every second of our life, we are a living, breathing testimony of what we truly believe. And the fact is that oftentimes we can lead people into the wrong role simply because we have used our influence to do so. And Jesus makes this point in saying, listen, if you're going to do that to people who don't have faith or to encourage people who are new in faith to do so, you'd be better off to have a millstone tied around your neck and tossed into the ocean. Now, when I was in the Holy Land a couple of years ago, you can go by and you can see what a real honest goodness millstone looks like. So I want you to imagine solid stone in the shape of a circle that is probably be about 4.5 feet in circumference. I mean, it's a big, big rock. And think of it as a wheel that's got an opening in the middle. And imagine that you could turn that millstone because you could use it to stir up grain. Now, that rock probably weighs somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 or 800 pounds. And to have that around your neck and tossed into the water, I mean, that's sure death, right? Jesus is saying, be careful what you show others, because then he described, look to him. Now, I find this such a baffling thing. On the one hand, we are a living, breathing testimony. On the other hand, left to our own devices, what we show is always going to be flawed because we are sinful men, sinful women that live in a sin-filled world. And with that being the case, what is it then we're to show? And I believe Jesus is making a clear case for us to recognize that we are to be a people that show forgiveness and we're to be a people that show faith. Now watch this. Jesus is saying, if you really want to show people what I'm doing in your life rather than what you're doing in your life, then you've got to show them forgiveness and you've got to show them faith. Now, I find these two very challenging. There are people that hurt our feelings that we don't want to forgive. There are people that have done something to us either intentionally or unintentionally that we don't want to forgive. But Jesus is saying, be careful, because what I want you to show is I want you to show that as you grow to become more like me, you first forgive, but you also grow in faith, that you're going to trust me. I've learned when it comes to trying to show faith. One of the most powerful examples is the ability to show forgiveness. Today, whoever it is that you need to forgive, before you go talk to them, settle in your heart, have you truly forgiven them, and move on. Because some folks you need to call and others you just need to deal in your own heart with. But whatever you do, be sure to show up and show us your forgiveness and your faith. Jesus said, that is a big deal. Let me show you how to increase your faith by forgiveness. So friend, I trust you'll take this word and put it to heart today and work through whatever forgiveness is needed in your life. And then I look forward to seeing you on Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We gather at 9:30 and 11, and then we have a service in Spanish, Sugar Hill Español, in our chapel at 11 as well. And if you can't join us live, join us online at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.